Now, this week, Margaret Mills is back on the... what's the word I'm looking for? Slightly dubious side of things. You're going to look at a witch's burial at Finching Field.
Yes, indeed.
So, tell us more.
To be absolutely specific, it's at Howe Street, Hamlet not far from Finching Field. Mm-hmm. And we all know about suicides being buried at the crossroads. Mm. Witches were often buried at the crossroads as well. Now, this particular witch has the wonderful name of Goofy Mumford.
Wonderful. She's, was that a nickname?
Well... I somehow doubt her first name was really Goofy. Mm. I think it's probably some sort of rather unkind nickname.
Yep.
Some books do list her as Goody Mumford.
Yep.
But, you know, over the passage of time, it's become blurred. She was the village schoolmistress, so she had quite an interesting life, witch and schoolmistress. And Goofy Mumford was responsible for educating most of the young girls in the village. Now, one of the things that's said about Goofy Mumford was that as well as teaching them reading, writing and arithmetic, she also took it on herself to teach some of the favoured few girls a little bit about witchcraft as well.
Right.
Which didn't go down too well with some of the parents in Howe Street. All went reasonably well, if there were, you know, albeit there were a few murmurings, until one harvest, when the harvest was particularly bad. Mm. And as we know, in the 15th, 16th, 17th centuries, if the harvest was bad, there was it was, you know, a really serious thing for people, particularly in rural areas. Well, who did everybody blame? They blamed Goofy Mumford.
Yeah.
Because after all, didn't she practice witchcraft? Didn't she teach the village girls? And suspicion had it, she was teaching them witchcraft as well. And so a deputation came round to Goofy Mumford's cottage and it said things got very violent. Now, this is where the story differs. Some say she was stoned to death by the villagers in retaliation for the poor harvest, which they blamed on her, believing she had bewitched the harvest fields. Others say that she was actually hung as a witch. You know, there are variations, but it said her cottage is still in Howe Street. Mm. It's still there. And a bit of a macabre ending to this. It said that in the 1990s, a new occupant of the cottage decided to do some investigation in the attic and came across a rather unusual walking stick. Mm. Very old piece of wood carved with all sorts of sinister-looking emblems, and figures, animals and birds. And of course, everyone firmly believes that it had been left there by none other than Goofy Mumford.
I have to just wonder and speculate here. When she was actually the school teacher there, whether at the end of term she had a spelling test.
That's a spellbinding joke, Scott. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Well, there you are. Sorry about that.
Well, poor Goofy, of course, ended up dead by whatever means, and she ended up being buried at the crossroads. Mm. So whether Goofy walks by night, I have no information, but it said she's still there, buried at the crossroads.
Fine. Thank you very much indeed. And where are you off to next week?
Right. Well, next week I shall be looking at treasure in a tunnel and also possibly in a mound.
Right. We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.